Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Alaska Theater of Youth and what they've got coming up this summer.
And here to talk about it, we have Jessica Jacobs, the Executive Director of the Alaska Theater of Youth, and Crystal DeJesus, who's an instructor. And what is your program?
Well, this is Jessica, and we actually stole Crystal from Glee Camp this week, which is in progress. It's a song and dance intensive that happens the first week that school is out. So rather than sprouting some couch potatoes, we've got kids up on their feet and singing, and Crystal, how's that going?
Crystal, Glee Camp is so popular these days. Tell us something about what exactly that is.
Glee Camp is a song and dance intensive. We take popular songs, obviously, and kiddos get to take ownership of them. We have learning the music in the morning, doing the dance intensive in the afternoon, and we have open classes in the afternoons, too, where they learn a different skill. Obviously, the Glee show itself has been pretty popular because it really has an acceptance theme, you know, where everybody comes as they are and they all have something to share. And I think Glee Camp tries to really nurture that in each one of the kids, that they're all at different levels when they come in. They're just finding their voice and finding, you know, who they are and how to move their bodies. So we really only have 5 days. And we take it from beginning to end. And at the end, they really are surprised with the amount of progress that they've made. It's really fun to see the finished product.
Interesting. And what I've seen of Glee, I've seen the UAA Glee Club performing as well. There's more showmanship, it seems like, in the Glee presentation than just, say, like a choir standing there singing some songs. So how do you stage the Glee presentations?
Well, I do think that it's kind of the triple threat mentality. We do have acting, singing, dancing involved, and it tells a story. And I think that's what we really do try to teach the kids, is how, you know, what the mood of the song is, what the message of the song is, how to connect on stage as actors, how to share their energy with the audience. So it is different than just a regular choir, although specifically with their voices, as an instructor, it's really important for me to teach them proper technique. I don't want them singing like the radio necessarily to learn those bad habits. We really are trying to start with a blank slate and get them to project naturally, to use their voice, to use their breath in a way that supports their, you know, their vocals. We talk about enunciation. We talk about placement, pitch, resonance. They learn a lot of terminology about voice and movement.
Yeah, and from the hiring point of view, I'm feeling very privileged to have both Crystal DeJesus and Mark Bautista as my music directors for the camp, because they are both exceptional performers, so that they're not just a singing instructor. They can also impart the performative aspects of these songs. The interpretation.
And you use music in most of your plays, too, don't you?
Many of them. Kids love musicals. I did, too. I grew up with a musical every year, and it's part of what defined me, whether or not I should have been allowed to sing on stage. I call it yelling with a tune, so I always hire music directors to do that, so that I don't pass on my belting habits, unless it's called for. Anyway, yeah, it's about a 50% ratio during the year of non-musical and musical. So we always try to offer both, so that kids that are interested in music have that opportunity, and kids that are not comfortable yet with music or dance intense plays have an option as well. So we really try to serve both groups.
You know, I bet you find some kids who maybe you're like you or like me, because I don't really sing that well either. Or I shouldn't say
hey.
either. I've never been trained to sing, you might say, but who get on stage with, say, a Glee Club or the musical, and they suddenly find out they can sing, and they get some encouragement to do that, and they go on to do some lead roles, perhaps. Is that what you found?
I found that. I definitely have leaders in the group that I feel like they know they can sing. They come up to Glee, and they're ready to shine. A lot of times, I try to make those kids examples, but at the same time, like I mentioned before, sometimes they need to pull back and relearn some things. I think we always have to be tweaking our practice. And then those kids that haven't really learned how to sing, they take example from the other kids that kind of have. They get a little chance to shine, to be the example, and they get to take a little lesson from peers their own age. I think is a real high motivator for those kiddos. Mm-hmm. In Glee Camp, and I know in conservatory, it really is everybody who's there gets to play, and we really try to showcase everybody. And maybe your skill isn't singing or belting or, you know, taking center stage on a solo. Maybe it is dancing, or maybe it's, you know, connecting on a different level or doing something else.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Jessica Jacobs, Executive Director of Alaska Theater of Youth, and Crystal DeJesus, who's an instructor, particularly in singing.
And Jessica, you have so much more going on than just the Glee Club. I mean, there's also the conservatory. There's also, you've added a Cirque Week and Stage Combat going on, a lot of stuff going on this summer. Now, in full disclosure, I have to say I am also working with the conservatory this year, directing one of the shows, but I'm a minor part of this massive event you have going on this summer. Talk a little bit about how you're incorporating circus technique and stage combat along with singing and acting and all of that into the big mix.
Yeah, our conservatory program is nearly 30 years old, and it's kind of the seminal program for youth theater programs in the summer. So we want to continue that because it's a great constellation of opportunities for kids. And this summer we've got 5 different titles that we'll be producing in just 3 short weeks, as well as having skill building workshops throughout the experience. But over the course of June 10 through 29, we will be producing Velveteen Rabbit, 12 Dancing Princesses, The Pinocchio Show, which is a musical, Rock Around the Block, which is a musical for teens, and Sinbad the Sailor, The 7 Voyages of Sinbad. So we've got everything from adventure through fantasy through kind of pop dynamic musical. It's important that, you know, there's a myriad of skills involved in these. So something like a stage combat workshop, which we're doing in August 12 through 18, when we have people who are trained, we can help enhance that training through the play process. So something like Sinbad or Romeo and Juliet or any of these plays out there that where conflict goes beyond words to physical action, we can help these kids have that in their tool belt of acting skills to do that safely, creatively, and in a fashion that tells the story. Because that's the point of including combat in a play, is to continue the story beyond words. I also really love working with younger people with stage combat because from the youngest age, it helps them identify when they're watching action movies or television shows that this is choreographed movement. It's like a dance. It's not the glorification of violence. It is the mastery of nonviolence. And they can appreciate it for the art form that it is and not just the shoot 'em up, bang 'em up, gory, gory fest, which, you know, can be fun too, as long as you understand that it's not real. But you can appreciate the wonderful job creating the illusion of violence and the illusion of conflict. Cirque Week goes an entirely different direction. Last summer at Conservatory, we had an experiment with creating a Cirque du Soleil type performance, and Crystal actually worked on that. How was that to work on, Crystal?
It was phenomenal. We really took it from the inception, the idea. And we worked collaboratively to come up with songs, music. Obviously, we had a music background. And then we were able to incorporate partner balancing. We were able to incorporate pantomime, total, you know, nonverbal communication, aerial acrobatics with Miss Jessica here. It was phenomenal. The kids really blossomed and... it pushes you creatively as an artist in a very different way than you're used to. So it was a really good stretch.
Yeah, and I know that the two of us are biased because we worked on the project, but yeah. I really, projects like that really elevate performance to art in a way that's tangible, visual, all that great stuff. So I wanted to give Conservatory a really strong base in traditional theatrical training and play styles, but I didn't want to abandon the Cirque aspect because it's such a fun addition to the Anchorage performance scene. So we're doing a separate week in July, July 8 through 12. And people can find out more at our website, www.alaskatheatreofyouth.org. That's theater spelled the French way, R-E. So there's more information online about that.
Yes, and you have different, when you do your plays, you have different ones for different ages. Over a weekend, there'll be several plays put on, each for a different age group.
Yeah, our Festival of Plays will be June 28th and 29th. Velveteen Rabbit is for our youngest performers. That's the 5 to 8-year-olds, our first-time performers. And then a bunch are for the middle school kind of range. And then our musical, Rock Around the Block, which Crystal was going to be working on as music director, is more for the tweens and up.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Rats.
But we want to thank you. Jessica Jacobs, Executive Director of Alaska Theater of Youth, and Crystal DeJesus, an instructor particularly in music. And thank you for coming and talking about your wonderful group, which provides actors for Anchorage down through the years in a very good way.
Well, thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
At Cyrano's, Red by John Logan returns to Anchorage after a brief stint in Valdez at the Last Frontier Theater Conference. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road, beginning next Sunday and continuing until August 26th. A comical improv, sometimes musical, look at everyday life in small-town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sunday at 3:30 and 6, and Monday at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth is presenting their Summer Conservatory June 10th through the 29th, their Cirque Week July 8th through 12th, and Armed in Alaska, a stage combat intensive, on August 12th through the 18th. For more information, go to alaskatheaterofyouth.org or call 338-4901. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.